We are continuing our Shu'urim on Etz Chaim. We are on Aleph Beis now in Etz Chaim. We're starting at the words where it says Da. This is the beginning of Aleph Beis. Da. Da. Ki terem shenatzlu anetzolim v'nivru anivroim. Haya or elyon poshut memale kol ha-metzius. V'lo yashum mokum ponui b'chinas avir ritni v'chalal ela hakol haya memule min ha'or and sof poshut ha'hu v'lo haya lo b'chinas rosh v'lo b'chinas sof ela hakol haya or echad poshut shove b'hashva achas v'hu nikra or and sof.
Is this a different cursive?
Excuse me?
I've got in different from Rashi script to doc script.
I don't have your gift. So what is he adding?
No, he's putting your words in, but he's changed the.
Oh shit! To look at the final. But our company, what we see over here is that we're talking about the beginning before our Kadosh Baruch creates all things. What is the matzav? The matzav is, he repeats himself a few times, there was an or poshut. An or poshut.
Or here means light?
It's a moshul. Or is a moshul for davar ruchni, shefa, hashpa, what do you want to call it, energy, whatever you want to call it, they're giving a moshul of or because it's a davar ruchni for us, we can't touch, smell, feel, and none of our senses can actually pick up light. We can see something which is like, we can't see anything physical. So it's a davar ruchni, it's like fire, davar ruchni. So it's a davar moshul for the ashpaz that were there before all of creation. And it's called the Or and Sof. Now we explained earlier on that there are three different levels. Everyone makes three different levels, they call it different things. The first level is basically it's called, everybody agrees it's called the Atmius Hashem that we b'chlad don't talk about. Second level is called the Ensof, and here we find a mitzvah called the Or Ensof. So if you look at the Agor here, and Agor Aleph, Agor's Biurim, very, very important, all these Agors are tremendously important. Aramaz, as Rav Moshe Zakuta, Daik Oro, why does it say Oro, it's light, Lafuke Atzmuso. So that's the Vuhuketer. Haneshama she'en marzekes mokom rak o mispashetes v'kol aguf lichliyoso kach kol hadvarim ha'elu em be'or amispashet me'atzmus yivar. So we're not talking about, like you said before, we're not talking about the atzmus b'chala b'chala according to the Gaon, and also found in the Ramchal and Chokem HaKubal that also says it's an issue to speak about the atzmus. It's good enough that we know that it's ensof. It's more than Ensof. But here we're talking about the second, third levels. We're talking about the Ensof, and particularly the word over here, the Nekuda, is O Ensof.
Where's the Gaon?
Where's the Gaon? It goes in two different places. It's in Tikkunim. I'll give you the Maram Kohen Safon. Now, it's brought down the first Leshem over here. It's brought down the Leshem. The Leshem and the Anav Aleph.
And you're saying that this second stage and third stage, whatever, are still halakim atzmusim, even though they're not atzmusim.
No, there are atzmusis. They call it the rotzen, the second level, and the rotzen ainu megule, and the rotzen megule.
So what's the nafuki atzmusim?
We're not talking about the first level. There's the sun and the rays of the sun. The rays of the sun are part of the sun. Part of the sun, right? We don't say it's a creation. Part of the sun. We talked about this before. So it's the spashtus from the avishtus, the rays of the sun. Now, what's interesting here is a few different diukim here. He starts off by saying again, all elyon, which is which we call it, which defined for us, so that's called the all and self. Poshut memale kol ha-metzius. Memale kol ha-metzius. Now that's very schwer because we're talking about before. He just said terem shenatzlu anitzolim v'nivru'u hanivroim. So we're talking about mamesh, the first stage. This is the beginning of all beginnings over here for us, the creation. So what does he mean? He filled up all the metzias. There was no metzias to fill up. So that's a very difficult point. So in Mevor Sha'arim,
well, once there is a creation of anything,
but there wasn't with terem. It says da ki terem shinatzlo. Before that, it was the first word we read.
Well, that's as it were, everything is inside the base of Bereshis.
Nothing's been created, right?
Nothing's created, then there's anything anyway.
That's right, that's the problem here. Let's go with the problem. If there's nothing there, what's to memale all the mitzvahs? There's no mitzvahs to memale. So he brings over here that in Shosh Hayam, in Oy's test, he says he found a Mevor Sha'arim. Well, as we know, the Mevor Sha'arim is the Batra, in all the Ksavim, and he writes Ulam the Mevor Sha'arim in Sha Aleph Chelik Aleph Peik Aleph Daf Aleph Amud Aleph Pirush Lehed the Metzius the Naket Haino Chalal Hametzumtzum Shnis Ha'ave Achakach. So even though we haven't spoke about the Chalal yet, you know, we're before the Tzimtzum even, but it's Aleshem Asif that he's filling up that potential space that will come about, which is called the Chalal.
That makes sense.
Yes, so we can't argue with Arizal.
No,
if I'd say it, you can say it, it doesn't make sense.
No, you can't fill up something which isn't there yet.
Aleshem Asif, you're filling up something which will be. You're right, there's nothing there to fill up. He's saying that if it was there, it would have been filled up. Aleshem Asid. I'm filling up something that if it was right now, it would be filling up. It would be called filling up. Right? You're true, it's nothing there to fill up right now. But Aleshem Asid. That it will be filled up. I can't say more than that. Pirush lehed is a metzias naki dachayinu chalal ametzimtzum. Then it's have it. It will be akakav. That's the kol metzias. Okay, and now then it goes continues. V'lo haya sham shum mokum ponui b'chinas avir. There was no shum ponui b'chinas ponui b'chinas avir. It was b'chinas avir rikne v'chalal. Look at all these adjectives of what this mokum in the future will be. So he's going on Hashem Asid. It's claw here. There was nothing there. It was all partial. By the way, it's called the Or Chesed. You can just think, imagine this blanket of white clouds. It's all there was. There were only all poshut. Now, and there was not lafuke, what there will be later on, called the mokum ponoi, which is called chalal or ponoi bechinas avir riknes. It was empty. So the shaila is, what is this avir? Avir is not something which is empty. So it's like sort of a tatra satra. If you call it that mokum ponoi, which will become ponoi. If you call it a chalal, means it's a vacuum. A chalal means there's nothing there. It's a vacuum. There's nothing gunish. But if you call it an rikne, also means there's nothing there. But avir, there's substance there. Look at the hagar over here. He speaks about this avir.
Which one?
In the hagar, look at the hagar. Hey, cause of a malchov beperek base sefek savyad. Shel Hashemesh was the Rashash. Vizil Loshen Kotch. Vizil Loshen. Nearly on his dati, this is Rav Chaim Vikal speaking. Im Niske Le'el, Perek Aleph, Kek in the Kuda Im Tsoi Yahu, you know, we're going to continue a bit weiter. At the end of this ago, והנקודה המצואה היא נשארה בבחינת אוויר. He said that just later on, after that. A few more words on
it.
והנקודה המצואה היא נשארת בבחינת אוויר שאינו נתפס כנודע. It's an אוויר שאינו נתפס. Air, you can't hold on to something called air. כנודע. כי גם אוויר נברא הוא. It's a בריאה. It's a בריאה. Vuhu mamish ve'enu nifrad bilti yisborach. It's mamoshes, but it's interesting materials. Air, if you blow on it, if you blow air into your hand, you feel the air. But if you just kind of grab air, there's nothing there. So it's nitfas ve'enu nitfas. And he calls it a creation. It's a creation. Vuhu mamish ve'enu nifrad bilti yisborach. It's connected to Hashem. V'az b'yoyser yechida bli chesed. As okay, that's what I want to show you. That this is the what we call. This is what we call avir.
What do you mean bli chesed?
No, we'll speak about that later. I just want to touch up this avir. So in Shlosh Hayam, later on in Anaf Gimel, he gives more of a touch. He says, what's this pshat over here? It says avir panoi, air which is empty. So tatla de satli, he says, either it's air and it is full of air, or it's panoi, it's empty, there's no air. So what's avir panoi? Ha'avir hu davar shel mamash, like we just brought from ago. V'hu mali. It's full. This whole room is full of air. V'lo ponoi. Abishlam eloshem chalal ponoi. Those verbs that we said, you know, those nouns maybe. It's chalal. Chalal means it's a whole. Ponoi means it's empty. That stems together. That makes sense. Atishapi. Achloma avir ponoi, full of air and there's nothing there. Well, ale kitatri desatri. Again, so he brings a mavur sha'orim. And he writes as follows, the Chaim Vital. This is what I was showing that Agor. That Agor, with the Rebbe Halpern was the Mesadr of the Agors, brought down from all different sources. He doesn't quote the Mevor Shalom, but it's talking to the sources of Mevor Shalom. And he says, that Nekudet Emtsoy Shehir, Helem Shor Shadim, Nisha Sham Bim Korma. Ve'or HaChesed Hu, Asher Nistalik, Minim Tstamsem Elat Stadim, ונקודה אמצעי צי נשארה בבחינת אוויר שאינו נתפס כנודע, כי גם אוויר נברא והוא ממש ואינו נתפס בלתו יסבורך. ממש לא מוגרד. So he adds it over here, דהיינו, שחלל נשאר אינו חלל כפשוטו. So the חלל, it didn't mean that the Kosovo made a mokum tzimtzum, meaning that he, you know, dug out and left the hole. That's not pshat in mokum tzimtzum, a mokum ponoi. That's not pshat. Elo bechinas avir she'eno nitfas. It's an avir which is not detectable, but it's full. Beu biyachas leva she'eno nitfas nika chalal. It's eno nitfas. The ma'aser air is not something solid, so that's why he's calling it. The Arizal is calling it chalal. It's a vacuum kivyochol. He says, Bora Chalal, he created Chalal. You don't create a Chalal. You just mistalik something, mistalik the ground, and then it becomes a Chalal. What's Bora? He created the Chalal. No. For halo ein kan ela ha'ede ha'ol, the lack of light creates something. That's what it happened. You took away that mokum, that the or chesed, which was there, and that created the mokum ponui.
It does that. But when you dig out a hole, you're creating a hole.
You're creating a hole. No, they're creating a hole.
It's a positive action of creating a hole.
No, that's not creation. Creation is yes, right. Meaning, I'm going to create something. Doom. Here, I created something. It's not the I'm removing something and mimele something comes out from that at all. That's not a creation. That's, for example, darkness. All right, there's a shaila. Darkness is the creation of. But let's say, you know, I turn off the lights. I didn't create darkness. It's just a lack of light. Nisha halal. That's not the pshat. Ela muchach de ein ze halal kepshuto. Ela avir mamoshi. It's something positive. That's when he created the whole. Created the whole meaning. He created air which fills up the lack. Of what was taken away. What was taken away was the or pasha, the or elyon. That's what we call the or chesed.
Yeah, why is it called or chesed?
That's what it was. That's the bechina. It was or chesed. The Eibush is chesed, right? Chesed
was two.
What? Din.
Or din.
It was or chesed.
Such a thing called or din.
Yes. So, by removing it, he replaced it with something which is called avir mamashi. For who? Koach din. Okay? So he removed the Or HaChesed and placed there a Koach din. Shenispashet v'nisgale b'chalal be'eder Or HaChesed. From the lack of the Or HaChesed, we don't say there was a vacuum, but rather he replaced it with Or HaDin. That's what he means. That's Taish over here. Avir. who saw the Rishimo. We'll see more about that later on. So the Rishimo, when the light retracted itself, it left the Rishimo. We'll speak more about that later on. Shu helem shoresh kol adin kulo. This Rishimo, which is in place, which is the Avir is calling it, which is calling the Or Din, which is replacing the Or Chesed, that's the shosh of all the dinim that there are. And this is the source of all the kelim. We're going to come later on. Kelim meaning all the worlds. Everything is a kelim. Everything can receive all. Even our bodies are kelim because it receives the neshama. And that's what these words mean. So
let's see. So before the or elyon, which is really an or chesed,
yeah,
is being mesalik in.
The Abish is being mesalik,
and replacing it with all din.
That's right. That's the pshat. So not like the Pasha reading over here that seems to be saying that it's a makom ponoy, a makom halal, that you remove the orchaz and boom, you're left with a vacuum. Look, the chiddush over here is that no, not at all. That's not the pshat. So let's read that again. So velaya shum. Mokom ponoi bebechinas o avir rikni v'chalal ela kol hayamum. The hain was still before the tzimtzum, so now we're still there's an or mamule, and it's called the end sof.
To this all bekach.
No, nothing's been done. Now I'm just telling you what it is right now. There's all poshut, and there was no musug of an chalal. There was no musug of chalal yet. Lafuke when he does the tzimtzum. We'll see Taka the Chalal. He uses the exact same words. There's going to be a Chalal, there's going to be a Ponu, there's going to be a Rikni, and all that. So I'm just telling you the Havamin over here, Lafuke, this Mokum Tzimtzum, which he's going to create. So we touched on the word Avira. So remember this for the next piece. Now, it continues at Rizal. V'ka'asher olo b'rutzona poshut. Listen to these words. K'asher olo. It goes up b'rutzona in his will, a poshut. Simple word. What does it mean? Olo goes up. Livro olamas, to create the world.
Is this in Bat Susa?
What?
Is this Bat Susa?
You didn't listen to the first class we gave, love it. The first shiur we said is in the Issa Gomo to talk about the Atzmus. Say that?
Okay. So
is that clear? Alright, so now that's clear, I repeated that many times. You retract from your question. So we're talking, no, this is all in the vital stages of the spashtus from the atzmus and the rays of the light calling. Okay, so imagine it like that. So over there, we're talking about not the second stage. We're talking about the third stage called the or and
so. So the ritzonu is in the or, is it?
Or it could be actually in the end sof, but it's definitely not in the atzmus. Atzmus will bchalal is not touched upon in the whole
etzmus.
Okay, now. So we're talking about because the Shomei Munim, it depends how you're learning. Well, the Lashem Shomei Munim, but according to Shomei Munim, so if you're learning that the Rotzen here is the Rotzen She'en B'Gilui, then you can clear whether that's the answer or and so because you can either say now he's being Megalit, it's Rotzen or Eino Megalit because the fact that he's doing a Pa'ula, that's effort you can call that as a Gilui. You can say no, that's all internal, it's Eino B'Gilui. And therefore, it's the end self, I suppose, the O end self. All right, that's only a detail. So the Mefarshman they speak about what's called Kad Salik Birutz. It's Loshon.
Sorry,
Kad. It's a Loshon Zohar. Kad Salik Birutz leMivre Alma. And it went up in Hashem's mind. Kiviyochel Kad Salik. It went up Birutzono. Birusa in his Rotson, Limivre Alma, to create the world. Alright, so we're not any clearer, but we're just telling you the source of this is from the Zohar. And the actual pshat is that it's called the Aliyas Man. So those who follow the Shurim on Otto Tzraim, I hope that everybody has, that in Otto Tzraim we learned a lot about the Aliyas Man, about the bringing up the Birurim. So that's exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu was starting the ball going. In creating the vak, in creating this aliyas man of the vak, hagam, there's no birurim yet, but this process of olo biritzoino is the pool of aliyas man. Alright, so even in, and there's no spheres, no partufim afilo, right? But we know there's a yidia called the esesfiras kamusim, which are inside the ensof, or the ensof. Kamusim. So there are yidias already of spheres over here. So that's the in over here, the aliyah. Berotzon aposhon livro alomas, the olomas, lahatzil and itzalim, to create the worlds and create all the people who are going to be in the worlds. Lahotzi ol shlemus purulosov, shmoisov, the kinuov, all the various shem Hashems that we find, whether it's the Havayas, the Ekis, the Shakais, Kel, Rachum, Vechanon, all the kinuim as well, in order to reveal them. Asher zoi si sibas b'yasa olamas. This was the reason why he created the world. Kemuvatz leina be'anav harishon mechakir rishon. Why do you want to create the world? In order to be called Kel Rachum Vechanon. And we explained at length what does that mean exactly. And he continues. V'hine, as timsem. Now, here we go to timsem now. As timsem et atzmo ensof.
Not well understood, but English.
Yeah. No, it's actually oh, and so he's going to say it later on. V'hine, as tzimtzem et atzmo ensof, b'nikud emtzoy es asher bo, b'asher bo.
I mean emtzoy es asher bo, what does that mean?
B'nikud emtzoy es asher bo, emtzoy oro. So here is Medaik here. This is what we read beforehand. the Moshe Zakuta, we're talking about the oro as opposed to the atzmuso. We can even add over here that we're talking about the O and Sof. And that's the way it is. Because that's the last thing that was a Mispashit. So in the last thing that was a Mispashit, in the middle of it, there was what's called the Tzimtzum. Okay?
M-Soyz.
In the middle.
Why middle?
Why not? What's the rule is, we don't ask why Hashem does things. Hashem does things because He wants to do things. We're here just to analyze the process, understand the process, and try to define it as best we can.
No, what I mean is emsois bedafka, or emsois simply dafka. From within?
Dafka.
Why should it be in the middle bedafka?
No, there's a better question. No, much better question. The question is, we're talking about ensof, or more specifically, o ensof. Now, you're a mathematician, right? So, if I tell you, can you find me the middle point of infinity?
Sure.
It's an impossibility. You know why? Because it keeps on growing.
That's why you have a middle.
No, you'll never have a middle.
No, because they both go across, but in the middle, there's the limit.
But you'll never find a middle. You'll never start to find a middle. Well, first pinpoint it, and then you can pick your foot. Then you can keep your finger on it, and then you say, oh, well, it's growing. That doesn't really bother me, because it's all growing.
Yeah, before you start from, you have...
There's no start. Ein Sof means there's no beginning, no ending. There's no way there can be. It always was. It's not that it started at a little point, and then it's Baruch Chas V'Shalom. It was always there. No beginning, there's no end.
Well, you see, by Bria's early, it started from Beis Mikdash.
A Bria. I'm not talking about Bria. I'm talking about the a little bit higher than that here. So this is a kasha that everybody asks. I mean, literally, all the mafashim are jumping, you know, around.
But everyone's taking it to mean emsois means bedafka middle. Yeah.
I didn't say that. They're asking the question: how is it theoretically possible? Okay, well, say in a half a minute, Kofa. Yeah. How is it theoretically possible to have a middle of infinity? It's not possible. It's not possible. So let's continue a few more words. Ama Meir. You have it?
It's in brackets.
It's in brackets, yeah. Ama Meir. Be'akeinu Amar Rav Ze. Be'kal Lavin. So again, all the Mefashim asking, what is this interjection? By the way, who was Meir?
Ein Devash.
Okay, so first of all, let me tell you, this is of Meir Papirish. The famous Rav Meir Papirish, one of the Mesadrim of the Etzchaim, the other Ksavim. So, what is he saying? Be'erkeinu Amarav. What does that mean? So, let's look at the Agah over here. Agah is base. Ein Tzemach. Who's a Tzemach? That's.
Sure.
No, one second. Rav Yaakov Tzemach. Rav Yaakov Tzemach was the Rebbe of Meir Papirish. Okay. Tzemach, he wrote Hagor on the Mavor Sha'orim. So the Hagor over here is telling you, Ein the Tzemach, which is the Hagor on Mavor Sha'orim, V'ayin v'divrei Sholom. So the two Mavogos, either Tzemach over there or the Divrei Sholom. Now look at the next Hagor, Gimel. Yeah, the same thing. Ubeze meturat, this Rav Meir Papirish is metaret, ma shehekshu ech bilti bal tachlis, shaykh loma emtsoi. Hallo, bekol mokom sheyesh emtso, yesh rosh vesof. If there's a middle, that means there's a beginning, there's an end. Vain emes le Yaakov, vsefet divre sholem, vain bevor sholem. Or by God's Mari Rav Yaakov Tzemach. What?
He doesn't bring an answer.
He does bring an answer.
Just brings her a gomez.
No, you didn't read. You forgot the first words. He says, "Ubeze meturatz." We're coming to answer this question. Again, this bracket is coming to answer the question. That's what they are going saying. Ubeze meturatz mashehekshu. Oh, so what's the teretz? Amar Meir, he's answering this question. How could be the middle? Zog metaretz Rav Meir Papirish. Ubeerkenu amar Ramze. That's the teretz. That don't take it literally. Said, well, amar Papirish, that you're not supposed to take this literally. This is only klapei Hashem. This is only klapeinu. Klapeinu. That since we are, says Rav Meir Papirish, since we are the central of the universe, right? Adam, that's the tachlis of the universe. We are the central part of the universe, and therefore that's why it's called Emtsoi. All this Bria that was created was Be'emtsa. Avad, there's no such thing, it's not Shaykh, Klapi Hashem Emtsoi. There's no beginning, there's no end. I know, but again, the Shem Osir.
How do you have Emtsoi on Shem Osir?
Because whatever he's going to create, he's going to create it with the tachlis of Bnei Adam. And the Bnei Adam, the way we look at ourselves, is in the Kudem Tzoyz. We are in the central of the universe. We control the whole tachlis of everything that was ever created for us. That's why what's this emsa, don't take it literal. That's what you were going on about. Is it literal? Is not literal? So according to Amer, Amer Papirish, the Tzal, he says, Be'erkin is only Be'erkin. Be'erkin means Klapeinu Amarav Zevikalavim. And I have to tell you the other two instances. But that's Pshat HaKopen. We got this from the Agor. The Agor says that Amir Pavish is answering up this famous question. But let me give you another four Tuhuts into this discussion. Now, that's Rav Meir Papirish. By the way, he writes this in a Sefer called Ol Zeruah and Dav Chav Tes. Also, similar answers given by the Tal Oirus speaks about this. Now, in the sefer called Maskir Sholem, you don't know Maskir Sholem?
Nope.
The Maskir Sholem is called. His name is Rav Eliyahu Mani. Rav Eliyahu Mani was the brother-in-law of the Ben Ish Chai. Okay. By the way, this Rav Eliyahu Mani was also very choshev himself. He was the Av Beis Din of Chevron. Okay, maybe some 200 years ago. So he writes over there in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Shema. Pull out the lotion over here. Shema shekos of Rav Meir Papirish be'akenu rotzuloma klapenu. Oh, he's the one who types it up. Kilu ze emsa v'kavana he kivan she'anatnu tachlis shel abriya az choshev kilu. So that is the actual of Meir Papirish. Sorry. So the older world will say a different vote. That's according to the Maskir Sholem. So the Ol Zeruah, he writes that the Hainush that we're talking about Sfiras Malchus. Shemuvah B'Sha.
We haven't had any Sfiras yet.
One second. That we're talking about the Ol the Isink. Right. Did we not speak about the Esses Sfiras HaKamusim? There's a musa called the Esses Sfiras HaKamusim. It's brought down the Kadmonim, the Rebbe, the Ramban, Rav Yisrael Megranada speaks about it. Other Rishonim speak about this musa. It's brought down in the Ramak. Rav Kol Dovero's Sforim right? The Kadmonim, he quotes the Kadmonim, speak about the Esses Sfiros Akmusim, meaning the Behelim. So even though we haven't seen any creation of Esses Sfiros, we're talking about the Oposhut. Oposhut means it's just simple light. But nevertheless, or Megalitas, the Kadmonim, there were even then and there, a Musik of Esses Sfiros.
Before any sub, was it after Ein Sof or Ein Sof? Where were they coming
in? In the Ein Sof.
In the Ein Sof, not Ein Sof. In Ein Sof.
Again, the Atzmus. We have. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't answer that question. So we're going to leave him out of the. You know. You don't mind.
In Ein Sof, not Ein
Sof. Yes. Doesn't matter. Ein Sof or Ein Sof doesn't mean the same thing. Either the Rosh of the Golo or Rosh of the Golo. But the point was, already then, before any creation, because we're talking about still a chelik of the Eibishter, Hispashtus Me'atzmusa we're talking about. So before anything was created, you have to know there was Esses Sfiros there. And Avrazir Megonado from the Sefer Biure Esses Sfiros, he has a little tiny kunshus called Biure Esses Sfiros. He speaks about that. If you don't say that, then chasarta. Meaning that you made the Eibishter a chosir. He had everything except Esses Sfiros. That's the rule is that there has to be anything in this world ever created, it has to be already there in the Shorosh already. Because otherwise, we're saying the Eibishter didn't have what I have. I have something that the Eibishter didn't have. It makes it that the Eibishter is closer.
He's in a mile away from it.
Doesn't matter, he's in a mile. We're saying he's Sholem Mikol HaShleimus. So you give more Ikrim, right? Sholem Eizm, that means he has everything. That means whether it's Toiv or Ra. Instead, everything that was there and which is here has to have been there in the Shorosh and the Makor and the Eibishter. Shem Echad. Hashem is the Yachas.
But not as a Dovid Mufrad.
I didn't say that. Everything is, and when you go that high, everything is Mesiachet to one thing. Right? Yichud Gomel. It's Yichud Gomel. No, that's not the point. The point is, was it there Behelim? Was it there Bekoach or not? Teretz says, yes, of course. Everything was there Behelim, everything was Koach.
But it's not
Bepoel. It didn't come up Bepoel.
But it hasn't got a name. It's all.
Well, the Kadmonim say, yeah, it does have a name. It's called the Esses Sfiros Kamusim. Komus means it's really contained, it's Behelim. Alright, that's what they call it. So, Akopanim, we see that there's a sphere called Obazoi Malchus. Now, in the Malchus, yeah, we're going to see later on, there was a Musik called Igulim. The hole is going to open up, Kiviyochel, right? It's going to be a Mokum Chalal Riknis, right? A Mokum Ponoi. And there's going to be an Igulim. Igulim are going to start going around the right. So, Kesh is going to be the extreme, the one which is extremely, the one which is the first exterior. And then it's going to turn in and in and in. So that the Kesh is outside and the Malchus is going to be inside. So Malchus is going to be the end saw of the Mokum Ponoi.
Then, what is the answer?
Malchus. It's going to be the emsoi of the Mokum Ponoi. The emsoi of the Mokum Ponoi. Okay? So that's what he means by emsoi. It doesn't mean the emsa of an emsof, which is not shayach, but rather emsa, meaning referring to the nekudas of Malchus, which is called, actually, the Leshen calls it the Yesoda Malchus, others call it the Malchus, the Malchus, which is the nekuda emsoi, which will be the nekuda emsoi of the Mokum Ponoi. That's how they tie up Nekuda Emtsois. Another teretz is brought down by the Kamer Shlomo, and there's another very interesting by the Beit Lechem Yehuda, but the Kamer Shlomo says very interesting, I'll quote you, Einanu mevinim ma pirush emsa shelo. We just do not know what he's talking about. Ki ein dugma kamohu lemata mimenu. We're not to blame. We have no dugma to refer to. Right? Loma al atzmo kach sham emsoi velo anach. So we can't point and say, oh, that's the emsoi. We have no musag. It's lemala mina havein, havona b'chlal. The Beis Lechem Yud also says an interesting teretz. He says he's on Etz Chaim, Daf Gimel. He says, "Kosef ze rak moshul ba'alma le sachech etz oizen."
Right. I was going to say that.
Sakha the Arizin, alright, we have absolutely no Musak. But my favorite teretz of all this is a teretz that's brought down by most of the Mefarshim, and it's Oile Al Alev. And this is brought down by the Shem Mishimon. You know who the Shem Mishimon is? The Shem.
I'm sure you don't mean that one.
No, the Shem Mishimon is Rav Agassi. Do you know who Rav Agassi is? You don't know. Now, have you heard the Sefer of Shah Gilgulim?
The Sefer,
yeah. Sefer Shah Gilgulim, not Sefer Gilgulim, that's a different one. Then Shah Gilgulim, one of the Kitra Rizal, in there there's a pirush, a famous pirush called the Bnei Aaron. There's a whole story why it's called Bnei Aaron. We're not going to go into that. Well,
Bnei Aaron was a banisher.
Yeah, this is not another book. Other ones, anyways, this is the whole famous story. Why it's called Bnei Aaron? He had two sons that died, and they came back. Oh, the whole story of the Beis Lechem Yehud as well. So he's the Rav Agassi, and he wrote a sefer called Shem Mishimon. It's very well quoted, and he says as follows that the Eibushter, what he did was he designated a mokum where he's going to create the worlds. Okay. He designates. He says, "We're not going to say why, but he designated a certain place." Again, we're not asking why he designated that place, as opposed to any other place. Designated. Let's call it a round circle.
There isn't a place yet.
It's Ein Sof, all Chesed. So he chose one part of the all Chesed. He said, "Bo, there I will create the worlds." Okay, so here's a designated place. And where did he start? He started Be'emsa. Be'emsa of that designated place, that's what he called Be'emsa. It's a beautiful answer. This is also given by other, the Divrei Sholem, which is a Neched, with the grandchild of Big Rosh Shiva of Beis El, of the Rashash, and the Eifer Shlomo, which is Rav Shol Dweck, and also Tzchayn Ois Beis. They all say this. Teretz and Taka Vermiduk and the Loshon, that he speaks about Bo. In there you find the Mokum Emtsoi. Bochol Be'emsa Litzamtzim. So Dino again, so once you have that Mokum designated, then you can say Bo, and then you can have an Emsa, because now you have a designated place.
Apart from obviously answering the question, they have a Ra that there was this Bechir.
Excuse me?
I mean, apart from being an answer, which of course is an answer, but was there Ra that was a place? There was a Bechira. A Bechira's Mokum.
A Bechira's Mokum? What do you mean by that? Because it says, Hayaz Simson Atzmo En Sob, Benukud Em Sob, it's Asher Bo, inside of it. Inside of what? En Sao. Inside Bo, that means what he designated to be it. Inside of it, that was the point of Em Sob. Not Bo, you could have said it but inside of the En Sob, but they're saying, no, that's not Pshat. Inside the Ensof, but rather inside the designated place, which was inside the Ensof. Alright. Let's go back. So what did he do once he designated this place? Tzimtzum O'ahu, Tzimtzum meaning that he retracted the O'ah, v'nidrachek elat tzide sivivois anekuda Ensoi. So let's look at the picture. There's a little picture in Netzheim with a hole with a little dot. So that's where he started. That's called either Malchus or Malchus, or Yesod the Malchus, or Mokem Tzoi. And from then on, he retracted the or equally to the sides. And therefore, he made an empty, that's what he calls it, Mokem Ponoi, Halal, and he made it empty. So read it again. He says, V'tzimtzum O'ahu, V'nidrachik atzide atzivuz in the Kudam Tzoi, Ashenisha Mokom, therefore left the place Mokom Panoi Ve'avir. We explained the Taishan Avir Chalal Chiknis empty Medekuda Emtzoi Mamish Kaze. And he shows Kaze, and this is the picture which is brought down from Chaim Vital himself.
So in this Mokom Panoi, is he there?
Who's he?
What is this Mokom Panoi?
Malcolm Paul, I told you. You have a mitzvah of Or and Sof. Or and Sof is Or Chesed. It was Mesalik that Or Chesed and pumped in there the Or Adin. The Or Adin came out and was Mamalid that Mokum of
So this Or Hadin, that Or Hadin is him.
Who's him?
Well, presumably Or Ein Sof.
Yes, in the Or Ein Sof, there's Or Hadin. Yes, correct.
So you know, so as it were, this Bokum is he's just simply switched from being Or Hesed to Or Hadin.
Yes, that's what we're learning.
So how's it called Ponui?
We answer that. It's Ponui from the Chesed. And the Avir, what's Pshat Avir? That's the Or Hadin. That's what we read. We read from Mevor Sha'arim and from the Shoshayam. So let's see now this Hagor properly in Ois Hay. Kots of Maro, Perik Beis, Vesevik Savyash and Shemesh, Vesilishon. Neil has Dati. You have it? Aniskala Perik Aleph. Kia Nikudem Tsai, who shosh Ha'elem Hadin, Nisha Sham Bim Koimo. Where did Nisha Sham Bim Koimo? Where did it come from? Or you told me before there was all a chesed. Pshat is, when you misalik the chesed, what comes underneath is Megale. What you're doing is you Megale the Odim, which was already there.
You mean there was chesed in the chesed
covered over the Or Din?
No. Before the Or Din was came into this moment.
No, I just told you it's not the pshat. I told you Or chesed covered all over the Or Din. When you mistalik the Or chesed, you left with Or Din.
Which means is that before Bechal this Bria's Ponim Mokum, Mokum Ponim, is that there always was two Ors.
Yes. Now, Or Chesed is.
And we haven't had the two Oras before.
Because it was Botel and Mvutel. There's nothing there. It's like the Esesfiros we had as well, but we didn't speak about them. Yes. Isn't that what the Ik? What's the Tafel?
You mean the Ora then beforehand was also common?
Yes, it was. Well, probably not as much as the Esesfiros, but it was there. That's why it's popping up first here. V'or chesed nistalek v'nit tzamtzem elat tzadim v'nekuda emtzahi nish'eretz. Look at that. It stayed. It wasn't pumped in, like most people learn, but rather, it was revealed. B'v'chines avir. Now, where does avir have to talk about? What does avir have to do with this? Because avir is the ordin. That's how he started off. By saying it's ordin. She'enu nitfas kenoda ki gam avir nivrahu. It's a nivra. Well, it's a nivra ve'enu nivra. Vuhu mamesh ve'enu nifra bilti izborach. And it's connected to the Eibishter. Ve'lo b'yos yechida bli chesed. As b'yos yechida bli chesed. Since the mokum's ponoi of chesed. As nidgashimu sham ha'kelim nisavu. Because we know the klal is to create kelim, you need din. Once you have din, you can create a keli, and that exactly what the mokum ponim was all about, to create a huge keli. Okay? V'achar kach chozer or chesed letorcha, that's going to be the kav later on, which we haven't read about yet. V'nasa b'chinas ak adam kadam shalom olam. It's ad kadam shalom. Okay? That's the mahalach. So let's continue now in the Rav Chaim Vital. Now, we just saw the picture. Now, interesting thing about the picture, though. See, there's a little nekuda in the picture. The mefarshim are medayik in everything there is in the Chaim. Even this little dot, which you find in this picture over here.
What dot?
You don't see the dot in the picture? Can I see? Oh, you don't have it. Oh, you have this kazir. But the actual picture, maybe I'll show that. The actual picture is like this.
That's very different.
Okay. You have a round circle with a little dot inside. And the Leshem says, imagine they're discussing this. The Kerem Shlomo speaks about this dot. The Leshem speaks about the dot. He goes, what's this dot? What is this supposed to be? Is this where he started the Tzimtzum? Or they're even clearing, maybe. Is what happened was it's not that we not like this the Tzimtzum started. Listen to this. It's not that it started from here and pushed its way outward, pushed the Or Chesed, but rather maybe it was the Or Chesed that got pushed in, crammed inside, and created this little ball. You understand what I'm learning?
No.
That this point here is the fact there was a tzimtzum, meaning a compression of the Or Chesed towards the middle, and creating a ball.
That doesn't fit in.
Why?
Because the whole point is you're creating a chalal.
That's it. So you're removing the Or.
It's removing, goes like that, not like this.
No, you again. You have a concentric circle here, okay? That's your next space. So what's the difference if I move the all that way or push it in? It's gonna be.
I mean, if you push it in, then therefore there's no you're taking away the chalal.
What am I taking away the chalal?
If the only way you could push it in is if the Ora Din would be superseding the Ora Chesed. Otherwise, the way to do it, you masalik the Ora Chesed, that's straight. Yeah. So
how am I masalik it?
The only way to masalik is by digging it out, as it were.
No. Look, there's only two ways to learn here. Two ways is either I start from the middle and I push it outwards towards the extremities of the circle.
So you're pushing out the Ora Chesed, right?
Yes, pushing it outwards towards, so you're going to feel a bubble effect over here,
right?
Cramming up.
That's the Bashtus, right?
Okay, or I do the opposite. Instead of pushing it out, I cram it in.
But you're cramming in from Ein Sof, so therefore it's just making more and more Ora Chesed.
I'm compressing it.
There's no silik.
I'm compressing it. I'm installing it from here, and I'm compressing into a little ball, and then all this is empty now because I compressed it. I mean, what's wrong? Look at sand. If I had a plate of sand, and I conduce and I compress all the sand here, you're only going to see the plate here. Before, the plate was covered over, and I'm bringing the sand to the middle, and I can see the rest of the plate now.
But that won't work with Or Chesed. Or Chesed everywhere anyway.
No, it's defined now. We made barriers now. We're in a container. You understand? Because according to you, even if I do this way, the Or Chesed is going to plunge back in.
It would too. It's just a very limited, made true that it wouldn't.
So same thing over here. So it makes sure that it doesn't fill them back in. Same thing.
Fine, but it's just all the passion.
So that's what the lesson wants to say, right? So you could learn that it's a compression of the Or and everything gets compressed in the middle. On that, he's choiz and he says, no, it's not that he's choiz, it's a habamina. That's what's pshat over here. And then he decides, and so the Kerem Shlomo says, it's a toast.
What's
the
toast?
It's a toast. This is a toast from the Tfus, from the publishers, that they read this and they said it would be nice to put a point in the middle, and the publishers, you know, some Amaratzim decided to put a point over here. It has to be spoken out because you can make Torahs out of here. You see what we're doing here now. So they decided, there's a Mufush on the Leshem, that it's a mistake, it's a toast, and that should not be, there shouldn't be Gor, so that's Nakuda inside. Then the lesson says, but really, you could give a vault.
Well, before that, I mean, I don't understand. This point, which I don't have, is the lesson saying you do pull out or you push in?
You pull out.
That's the fashion. Right?
Well, I don't know what the fashion is, right? But you're pulling out, okay? So what's this point here? If you removed everything, there should be anything there. So what's this point doing here? So he builds up toilets. He has two different pshat. One pshat is a mistake. The other pshat is that this is the shorish of all the all adin, which is called the malchus. And it has to do, it's a long piece, it has to do with the toilets of Rav Yisra Sarug. Rav Yisra Sarug is one of the Tamidim of the Arizal himself. Now, if I'm not mistaken, he was the brother-in-law of Rav Chaim Vital. And he has tremendous doshas about Oilamas, which is up and above the Etz Chaim. Etz Chaim starts off with the Oilam of Ak, doesn't speak about anything, talks about the Or coming in from the Ein Sof, creating the first world called Ak. Yisra Sruk talks about other worlds above that called the Oilam of Malbush, the Or of Tihuru, other Olamas, which people are at loss to try to find out where exactly we find this. For this is the makor for all Kabbalah that we have nowadays, is the Etz Chaim. We don't find any source from it except for Rav Yisra Sarug. So they try to find Duke in here and there, but says the Leshem, this is one of the sources that he has a long shtickle Torah how to fit this in the little nekuda. I'm saying Ad Kedikach, they want to dike every single bit of Etz Chaim that they can. Okay, so let's go back to, so we're running out of time here. Alright. Okay, so I suppose we'll stop. Here we stopped at the Kazim. Hashem. We'll continue next time we meet.